Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Happy Saturday.
Hi everyone, my name is Peter. And every Saturday we like to review all the things that we learned together this week. And we can even see those fun features too.
Yeah, our friends are always up to something here at the studio. So what are we waiting for? Let's watch our lessons together.
Well, we talked about dinner, right? And someone kept stealing my food.
Oh, well, who was that, Peter?
I think you know who that was. Well, we also had a fun trip to Nashville. I just love road trips, don't you?
I do. Road trips are a lot of fun. I think I'll take one very soon. All right, friends, we need to review our conversations and lessons again. Here we go. Do you cook a lot, Rob?
Yes, I do.
What do you cook?
I stir fry meat and vegetables. That makes an easy dinner.
I know a dish you can try. It's really good.
What's in it?
Chicken, vegetables, and some other things. Here, look.
I can cook this. I have these things at home. Thanks.
So, Rob, do you often try new recipes?
Yes, I do. I like spicy food.
I don't really like spicy food.
What kind of food do you like?
I like Italian food.
I also like it. I can share a great Italian recipe with you tomorrow.
Not a spicy one.
Hi, Taylor. What are you looking at?
I'm looking for recipes, Linda. I find easy recipes, then I cook them for dinner.
Do you cook a lot?
I cook every day.
I usually eat fast food.
I don't. Fast food is expensive.
And fast food doesn't really taste good.
Why don't you cook?
I can't cook. I burned everything.
Some of these recipes are really easy. Even you could make them.
Really? I'm terrible in the kitchen.
Now, Linda, do you have a stove?
Yes, of course.
Do you have an oven?
Yes.
Then you can cook. Let's find a recipe for you.
Hi, Rob. What did you cook last night?
I tried a new recipe. I cooked spicy beef with peppers.
And how did it turn out?
Not very well. It didn't taste very good.
Why didn't it taste good?
The beef was dry and tough.
I'm sorry. Some recipes just aren't very good.
I know. That was one of them.
You looked excited about something.
I am. I'm going to take a cooking class.
Great. Where?
At the supermarket. Did you know they have cooking classes?
No, I didn't.
Well, I signed up for one. It's an Italian cooking class.
Fun. After you take the class, you can invite me over for dinner.
Sure. And I'll share the recipes with you.
Hi, I'm Taylor, and this is LTE TV News Report. If you have a smartphone, the internet is almost always with you. And that is often a good thing. You can use the internet for shopping, learning, and chatting with your friends. But the internet can also be a dangerous place. The good news is that it really isn't too hard to protect yourself. Following these tips will let you enjoy the internet and keep you safe. take control of your personal information. First, don't share too much online. Don't post your phone number or address. Be careful what you say and which pictures you post online. Second, use privacy settings. You don't have to let everyone see everything you post. Finally, be careful of strangers. The internet is a good way to meet interesting new people, but be careful. People aren't always who they seem to be. Use your time online to make the internet a better place. Be a good friend. Don't post pictures or say things that will embarrass or hurt other people. It's also wise to avoid online fights. Don't answer mean or rude messages. And delete those who are often rude or mean. Make good choices. And don't be afraid to ask someone you trust for advice. This is Taylor. Thank you for joining me today on LTE TV News Report. See you next time.
Welcome back.
Thanks, Linda.
How was your road trip?
It was great.
How far did you drive?
About 1,000 miles. My friend and I drove from San Diego to Portland.
I love San Diego. It's a beautiful city.
Yes, the drive along the ocean was so beautiful.
Now I want to go on a road trip.
Hi, Linda.
Why are you looking at a map?
Hi, Taylor.
I'm planning a road trip.
Really? Where are you going?
I want to visit Nashville.
Nashville is famous for its country music. I love country music.
Do you want to come with me?
Sure.
Road trips are always more fun with friends.
We're here. We're in Nashville.
Yes, and we didn't have any trouble. We didn't run out of gas.
What should we do now?
Let's go see the Grand Ole Opry.
But
we have to get tickets.
Good idea. But can we eat lunch first?
Sure. Let's have barbecue. It's famous here.
Great! Let's go.
I can't believe our trip is over.
I know. It's time to go home already.
Did you buy any souvenirs for your family and friends?
Yes, I bought some small gifts. What about you?
I bought a cowboy hat.
Can I see it?
Sure. Here is the hat.
Okay. Let's get on the road and go home.
How was your trip, Taylor?
It was good, Ben. We saw so many interesting things.
That's great.
Linda and I had a lot of fun. We went to the Nashville Zoo and the Grand Ole Opry.
That sounds fun. How did you know which way to go?
We used a map.
That is smart. Maps are helpful and very convenient.
Hi, Susie. I have a gift for you. It's a necklace from the Nashville Zoo.
Thank you, Taylor. How was your trip with Linda?
It was a lot of fun. We walked, talked, and ate a lot.
That sounds like a great vacation.
I really enjoyed it.
What was your favorite part of the trip?
Coming home.
Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the conversation.
Yeah, it's a great way to practice together. And don't worry, you won't get a score at the end, so mistakes are okay. All right, Marie, what's my first question?
All right, question number one. Our first lesson was about dinner. Who is learning how to cook?
That would be Rob.
And what does Rob cook?
I don't remember. Was it chicken soup?
No, it wasn't. Try again, Peter.
Oh, I remember now. He likes to stir-fry things.
Yes, he likes to stir-fry vegetables and meat.
So we had a very interesting news article this week. Is it safe to be on the internet?
No, it isn't. Not at all. But we can enjoy the internet safely.
Yeah, that's right. Well, how about let's talk about the word post? Can you help us understand what it means?
Post means to share, like when you post a picture on the internet or on your social media wall.
Oh, that's right. So your friends and family can see them. But be careful because strangers can sometimes see them too. So make sure to set your safety settings.
All right. Now, Taylor and Linda went on a road trip together. Where did they go?
Oh, they went to Nashville. There's country music, the Grand Old Opry, and barbecue.
That's right. So, did they get souvenirs?
Yes, they did. And you should always get your friends souvenirs. And we always need to take short breaks. Friends, we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back from the break, friends. In one of our lessons, we talked about road trips. Peter, have you ever taken a road trip in Taiwan?
No, I haven't, but I have ridden my bike many places in Taiwan. There are beautiful mountains, and you can see the coast just about from anywhere.
Well, that sounds beautiful. I would like to do that one day. Well, now it's time for us to watch our features. Here we go.
Wrong password. Let me try this password. Oh no, wrong again. What can I do? Oh, hi everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's file. I am trying to log onto a website online, but I can't remember my password. What can I do? Oh, I know. There's a link at the bottom of the page. It says, need help? Yes, I do. Maybe I can make a new password if I click here. Let me see. Okay. Most people have many passwords. We use passwords and passcodes to log onto things like our computers, our cell phones, our emails, and even Facebook. Passwords keep our information and our accounts safe. But what makes a good password? First, passwords should be easy to remember, but not easy to guess. How can you make a password hard to guess? First, don't use the same password for everything. This is not safe. Next, make your password at least 8 characters long. But the longer, the better. Longer passwords are harder to guess. Include numbers, capital letters, and symbols in a password. You can even use symbols to replace letters. For example, you can use the number 1 or an exclamation point to replace the letter L, or the dollar sign to replace the letter S.
All these things will make your password more unique and harder to guess.
Whew! I was able to set a new password, and now I can log on to my site. I should write down my password, but I can't leave it where people can find it. I must hide my password someplace safe. Where will I hide it? I can't tell you. All right, friends, be safe. I'll see you next time.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about trips. Please help me welcome my guest, Ms. Souvenir.
Hello everybody.
Hello Sue, it is good to have you here.
Thanks Rob, it's great to be here.
Sue, our question today comes from August Summers of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Can you help us answer it?
Of course.
Great. August writes, my family and I take trips every summer. We often buy things on our trip to help us remember the places we visited. There is a special word for these things we buy, but I can't remember the word. Can you remind me of what it is?
Great question, August. The word you're looking for is souvenir.
Right, souvenir. People buy souvenirs for themselves or to give as gifts as a way to remember their special vacation.
That's right. Many things can be souvenirs.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. Some people buy t-shirts. T-shirts have the name of the place that they visited. Other people buy hats or cups.
Can a pen be a souvenir?
Sure. Pens, keychains, postcards, toys, stuffed animals, even a spoon can be a souvenir.
You're right, Sue. Many things can be souvenirs. I often like to buy one or two souvenirs on my trips. Then I can remember the fun time I had.
I buy a lot of souvenirs too, but I have to be careful. I can't buy too many or they won't all fit in my house.
That's true. I hope that answers your question, August. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hi, my name is Brian. I see you sitting here every day asking people for money. Any luck?
Just a little.
Well, I don't have any money to spare for you, but here's a I have something. I can do something. I will do something.
Here is a sandwich just for you.
Yes, that's it. Here's a sandwich just for you. Oh,
I am Super Sentence Man, and you just used today's super sentence. Here is something. It's so easy. Here is a sandwich. So before I leave, can you give me another super sentence?
Yeah, sure. Here is a piece of chocolate for you.
Here is a piece of chocolate, and it looks delicious. Very nice.
Super Sentence, it's for him.
Oh, of course. There it is, just for you. What about you, sir? Can you use today's super sentence too?
Okay, here is a true gentleman.
Here is a true gentleman. Yes, yes, he is. Now, true gentleman, what super sentence do you have for, what is your name?
Kevin.
Ah, Kevin.
Oh, well, Kevin, here is a sandwich for you, just for you.
And that is how you use a super sentence. Oh, all together now. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Oh, thanks. Hey, wait a second. Why don't you eat this sandwich? Is there something wrong with it?
Well, no, I need two. One for you and one for me.
You made me a sandwich?
Yes.
Just for me?
Yeah, I see you here every day, and well, today...
Well, sit down.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. Reviewing what you have learned is important. Doesn't it help to hear those conversations again?
Yes. Yes, it does. Learning a new language can be difficult. We understand. And we both think that you guys are doing a really good job.
That's right. You guys are doing great. So, friends, which lesson was your favorite? You can talk to a friend about it, and you can practice as well.
And we'll see you again on Monday for another lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.